Nathan Zagura here at the Link in Philadelphia, where the Browns dropped the season opener 29-10 to the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a game where the Browns just too many mistakes. They could not overcome them. They took some risks early that did not pay off, and ultimately the Eagles, behind their rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, got the job done. Like we saw in the preseason, the Browns defense was on the field for basically two-thirds of the game, almost 40 minutes here. The offense only on the field for about 20. Robert Griffin III suffered from some drop passes, some protection breakdowns, and ultimately this team could not generate anything consistently on offense. Isaiah Crowell, probably the lone bright spot, 62 yards and a touchdown on the ground. They did hit a big play to Corey Coleman, his first catch in the National Football League. Went for over 60 yards. Terrell Pryor with a 40-yard grab of his own. Now, those two drives where they hit the deep ball, those led up to the 10 points that the Browns scored in this game. They couldn't generate anything else. No turnovers on defense. Though I will say, some of the youngsters did a very, very good job. The score a little bit deceiving for what the Browns were able to do defensively. Carl Nassib in particular had a very good game. He recorded his first NFL sack. I thought Derek Kindred stood out. Emmanuel Ogba made some nice plays. And Christian Kirksey and Demario Davis in the middle were all over the field. But ultimately, the Eagles had too many short fields to work with. They had too many opportunities, and they were able to get the job done. I think a pivotal moment in this game, the Browns very much in the game, and all of a sudden Cam Irving snaps the ball over RG3's head out of the end zone for a safety. The Eagles score on a pass to Nelson Aguilar. The next play, that was a 9-point swing, and the Browns just could not recover from that point going forward. They were down 12, finished up down 19. A lot of work still to do for your Cleveland Browns. They return home for the home opener next week against the Ravens. For the latest on this game and all things related to your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.